Boker Tov, we are continuing to Tehillim, Mizmor Kuf Kaf Bet, Mizmor 122. I'll read the introduction. A psalm of joy and praise to Yerushalayim, sung by pilgrims making their ascent to the city during the three pilgrimage festivals. The psalm describes the city in its glory at the time of the temple, when all the tribes would get together, and when the city served as the center of sovereignty of the Jewish nation. So this is like a Mizmor of real, where Yerushalayim is really at the center. It makes sense based on, remember what Radak said about how Shir HaMa'alot, one of the opinions could be that it was sung by the people in the Galut. Mm-hmm. All these Mizmorim are sung by people in the Galut. So this Mizmor could be a song sung by people in the Galut, talking about how great Yerushalayim was, or how great they imagine Yerushalayim will be one day. Mm-hmm. You know? So that could be. And that's why Ma'alot would be Aliyah L'Regel, or Aliyah to Israel, or something like that. Mm-hmm. But the Mizmor, again, the focus is on Yerushalayim and its glory. Shir HaMa'alot L'David, Samachti Be'omrim Li Beit Adonai Nelech. A song of ascents of David. Also, not all the Shir HaMa'alot are, I think this is maybe the only one of David. No, it's not the only one of David. Some of them are David. It's good to notice that. Is there any nuance about that? The fact that it's Shir HaMa'alot is David. If Shir HaMa'alot is Shlomo.
They were
kind of realizing. No, I'm realizing it now. Of David could indicate David's authorship of the psalm, but it could also mean that it was written by someone else in his honor. Okay, fine. That's mm-hmm. Pishat.
For David.
Yeah, for David. Honor. And Samachti Be'omrim Li Beit Adonai Nelech. I was happy when they would say to me, let us go to the house of God.
But there was no house of Hashem in his time. His son built it.
Yeah. I mean, there was. It just wasn't Behidurah. Mm-hmm. Like, they had the Mizbeach in Yerushalayim already, and I'm sure they did. I don't mm-hmm. know when the Mizbeach was, when Yerushalayim was the Mishkan Shiloh still active while the Mizbeach was in Yerushalayim, or did they close it off?
They set up a tent.
I know. They sent up. What was that? The active central place of worship. Once the Mizbeach. I don't know the details, but there always was a central place of worship, whether it was mm-hmm. Shiloh or.
I think it was still Shiloh.
You think even though they had the tent and the Mizbeach. So. Okay. But whatever it is, but this could be proof that it's for David, or it could be mm-hmm. Maria Nevoah. It could be just.
I just want to say that, like, this is the source of the Gemara and Makot that says that that David was saying that Samachti Be'omrim Li Beit Hashem Nelech, that I'm happy that people are telling me when is David going to die already, and his son is going to take the reins,
so the Beit HaMikdash will be built.
So he'll build the Beit HaMikdash. So it's like weird. He's so happy that people are telling me, get out of power so your son can build an Beit
HaMikdash. Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Okay, I see what you're saying. Meaning, if there was no Beit HaMikdash in David's time, and David is the one who's happy that the Beit HaMikdash, people are going to go to the Beit HaMikdash, in essence, David is saying, I'm happy that I'm going to be deceased, and that mm-hmm. power will no longer be in my hands, which shows the greatness of David, yeah. that he so much cares for, wow, that's such a deep, that's such a profound Devar Torah. Because he's basically saying that Hashem's glory is the only thing that matters in my kingship. Mm-hmm. So if my getting out of the way of kingship brings Hashem's glory, that's being mesameach oti.
Yeah.
I love that. That's beautiful. Okay? But in a simpler peshat, on a peshat level, Samachti Be'omrim Beit Adonai Nelech, I'm happy when people told me, let us go to the house of Hashem. The same way you'd get happy if your parents said, okay, this summer we're going to Israel. Mm-hmm. Or if you decide, okay, we're going to go to Israel because LL tickets have come down from $3,000 to $800, mm-hmm. right?
Or even more, we get to stay in Kanish over the whole day.
Oh, okay. But no, that's not Yerushalayim. It's a different level.
It's Beit Hashem. It's more Beit Hashem than touring around. Okay.
Come on. I'm saying kfirah right here. Pasuk bet. Omedut hayu raglenu bisharayek Yerushalayim. Our feet are standing at your gates. Omedot hayu raglenu. We're standing at your gates, Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim habbenuya. Ki'ir shechubera lah yachtav. The built up Yerushalayim, like a city joined together. This is all a little bit cryptic. Okay. Our feet were standing at your gates, Yerushalayim. this is where it sounds a little bit like it's people in Galut talking about how we once used to stand at your gates, Yerushalayim. We would overlook the city that was built, a city that looks like it's joined together. I think there's a perush on what is Kir Shechu Birah La Yachdav, in the sense that like apparently the housing in Yerushalayim was all clustered together, so it was all like attached. So that's what Kehu Birah La Yachdav means. I mean, it's like that today. If you look at the old city, everything's attached. So it's Ir Shechu Birah La Yachdav. Okay? Shesham Alu Shevatim. Again, it all sounds like this is reminiscing. Right? Shesham Alu Shevatim Shiftei Yaha Edut Li Israel Lehodot L'Shem Adonai. There the tribes went up, the tribes of Hashem, as testimony to Israel, or representing Israel, I would say, Lehodot L'Shem Adonai, to thank the name of Hashem. By the way, Lehodot L'Shem Adonai. Very often you'll see that L'Shem Adonai used as opposed to Adonai, because whenever like in Tanakh you see L'Shem Adonai, that's typically the Tanakh being extra precise, because we don't actually thank Hashem directly, because there's no... We think what we think.
Even relate,
we can't even relate. We think what we perceive as Hashem. You know,
that's the representative.
Yeah, exactly. We think. We think what our imagined Hashem, which is the representation of it, which is Shem Hashem, right? Okay. So that's where all the tribes went up, the tribes of Hashem, representing Israel, to thank the name of God. For there stood the thrones of judgment and the thrones of the house of David. I think it's two separate things. I mean, you have the Sanhedrin and then you have the king, right?
Yeah.
So that's where the king, the seat of judgment was, and the seat of the house of David.
Mm-hmm. And then David says that Kisot Beit David had danin dinemet. That even David played a part in judging the people.
Right. Kisot Mishpat, which is, in David's time at least, was in alignment with Kisot Bet David.
Yeah.
Is there a somewhere that says that David was the head of the Sanhedrin?
Is the Gemara in Barakot? I mean, no, not the head of the Sanhedrin, but the Chachamim of the nation would ask him right after Chatzot, after he learned, once daybreak came, all the people would ask him about the country's needs.
Right.
So like he's still like...
He was still involved in judging cases.
Yeah, I think so.
But this represents like the, it's like a picturesque, perfect. What is Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is supposed to be the place where you go the Hodot L'Shem Adonai, where you recognize that the Shekhinah is present, and where from that Shekhinah's presence is Novea Emet, flows truth, which flows through the system of judgment, where the emet is established through the court, through the highest court, and ultimately the king should be aligned with what the court says, because the king is supposed to be subservient to the law of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the emet. So this is like a perfect situation of Yerushalayim in Pasuk 5. Pasuk 6, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim Ishlayu Ohavaich. Pray for the peace of Yerushalayim. Ishlayu Ohavaich. May those who love you, Yerushalayim, be b'shalva.
In the Mishnah David it says, Ishlayu Ohavaich k'ilu Yerushalayim idaber.
Yerushalayim is responding.
Gam ha'avim otcha yichu b'shalva. Even the people that love you will be b'shalva.
No, wait. Yerushalayim isn't... Say that again?
It's
speaking to Yerushalayim, correct. Right. So pray for the peace of Yerushalayim, and those who love you, Yerushalayim, speaking to Yerushalayim, those who love you should be in peace.
Yeah.
Now this actually happens. It's so funny how much those who pray for the destruction of Yerushalayim are, it's always for societies that hate Yerushalayim and pray for the destruction of Yerushalayim, it's never peaceful and tranquil. There's always, even like in their internal, like look at any government, it's viciously anti-Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Not one of them is a good, decent society where things are peaceful and happy.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at people that are humble before Yerushalayim and acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence and His greatness, they'll often be, in their personal lives, much more in order.
Mm-hmm.
And on a national level, if it even exists nowadays,
mm-hmm.
much more in order. Okay, I find that very interesting. Pasuk Vav, Shalom 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 Mechalech Shalva Ba'amrotach. And this is the tefillah. Yishalom Bechalech, should there be peace in your walls, Yerushalayim, and there should be tranquility in your armanot. So that Akadosh should either be on your, yeah, your palaces, your towers. That's like the tefillah for Yerushalayim. Yishalom Bechalech, Shalva Ba'amrotach. I was thinking maybe another perush is that it's going as a, on a bracha on the Ohavayich. Maybe it's that also. Oh. That though in your wall, in you who are Ohaveh Yerushalayim, should see peace in your walls and you should have tranquility within your towers.
Mm-hmm.
But either one works. It's either a prayer for Yerushalayim or it's a bracha to those who love Yerushalayim. Liman ahai v're'ai adabirana shalom bach. For the sake of my brothers, liman ahai v're'ai adabira, and my friends, adabira na shalom bach, I now say to Yerushalayim, peace be with you. What does it mean, leman achai v're'ai? I think it's saying leman is on behalf of, in the peshat, on a peshat level. Meaning, I know that if I pray for peace in Yerushalayim, there will be peace for all of my brothers and all my friends.
It's not only for myself.
I want something. Yeah. I know that there's... Meaning, what is he saying? That there is national significance to the success of Yerushalayim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Leman bet Adonai Eloheinu avaksha tov lach. And for the sake of the house of Hashem, our God, I seek good for you, Yerushalayim. Because obviously the house of Hashem is in Yerushalayim. So if Yerushalayim is at peace, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house is going to be both elevated and respected.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just to summarize this gorgeous, gorgeous mizmor, I was happy when people... So again, it's you could either say that this is David HaMelech talking and he's just saying, I'm looking forward to the time when Yerushalayim is established, even if that means the end of my kingdom, which I love. I think it's a beautiful perush because it shows David's humility before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how he really understood the role of a king, not to amass power, but to give honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But on a Peshad level, this is people in the Gola talking about, I remember the days when we would go to Yerushalayim, when we would stand on your gates, look over the beautifully built Yerushalayim that's all built in a clustered formation. That's where we would go, all of the tribes would go to thank Hashem, and that's where we had justice coming from the center, which is Yerushalayim. That's where the house of David sat. So now that I'm in the Gola, I realize and I remember the significance of Yerushalayim. I'm now praying for peace in Yerushalayim once again. And I know that those who love Yerushalayim will also find peace.
Mm-hmm.
So there should be peace in your walls. And for the sake of Hashem, there should be peace with you, Yerushalayim. Such a beautiful mizmor. If only we really, really adopted this feeling of this central importance of Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim is the center point from which all of the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supposed to spread. Kim etzion tetzet v'adonai Yerushalayim, right? It's a similar concept. That's why all of the mitzvot in the Beit HaMikdash are a lot... The closer you get to the Kodesh, the more rules there are to maintain Kiddushah. Oh, nice. It's because that's the center point. And everything that goes further and further out is another layer further away from the center point of the Kiddushah. And if that center point is having success and is elevated, then the world is also more b'shalva.
Mm-hmm.
If only the world would understand that. The world is going in a very dangerous place right now.
Yeah.
Where everyone, including people who we thought once were our friends, are disparaging Yerushalayim. And it doesn't end well. When people disparage Yerushalayim, they won't find peace. Mm-hmm. Because they're disparaging goodness and order and Borei Olam's perfection in this world. And if you disparage Borei Olam's perfection and you try to live life not in accordance with Borei Olam, guess what? He's the one who wrote the rules for life. So if you try to live a life not in accordance with those rules, things fall apart for you. That's where the lack of shalva comes from for the people that are not Ohave Yerushalayim.
It's a Gemara that I saw in the beginning of Ma'am and the Laz of Ratzis Parashah. He says that if the Goyim understood how much shalom Yerushalayim brings to the world, they would run to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash.
Wow. I want to see that. So, but it's very, very true. Because Borei Olam, he made the rules of living. Right, Borei Olam was the one who codified into the fabric of nature how to live a meaningful life. And once you turn your gun on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and on Yerushalayim, you start to fight against the whole natural order of things. Mm-hmm. You live your life in a way which is not conducive to happiness, goodness, success,
Shalom.
And we'll see. I think the Goyim have a test before them. Will they hate the Jews and will they rebel against Yerushalayim? And then if they do that, they will meet their own downfall? Or will they love Yerushalayim and see its glory? Mm-hmm. And then they will all be blessed. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen.